This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, great to be with you.
And you know, Bridget, we've had hot and cold and every other kind of weather so far this winter, and it's probably not over yet, but maybe, just maybe, that might be the little spark you need to think about donating a car or truck or vehicle to Catholic Radio. You know, the one that didn't start a couple weeks ago when it got so cold and that you had to jump with the jumper cables, or maybe even that didn't work. Maybe that's the car that you want to get off your property and donate to Catholic Radio. We do get a number of people that do donate cars to Catholic Radio, and we appreciate that very, very much. It doesn't have to run. It doesn't have to look pretty. We're more than happy to stop out and tow them away, or pick them up in a basket and carry them away, whatever it takes. The easiest way to donate a car is by going to our website, Catholic Radio Indy, I-N-D-Y, CatholicRadioIndy.org. And over on the right-hand side, about halfway down, you'll see a little link there to donate a car. It's really simple. You go there, fill out a couple of lines on a form, and before you know it, the car is gone, and you've got a receipt for your taxes for next year. So that's the easy way to do it. Or you can always call us here at 317-870-8400.
Hi, and here we are again with Faith in Action. And today we have our guest is from the Northern Indiana, Dave McLeod. So Dave is has a master's in divinity. He is a licensed counselor, a social worker, right? Licensed marriage and family therapist, and you work with the Pastoral Solutions Institute. And you also talk a lot about, which is going to be our topic today, masculinity, the Catholic vision of masculinity. So welcome to Faith in Action, Dave.
Thank you. Thank you, Bridget.
So what we're going to be talking a little bit about is spiritual fatherhood. What exactly is that?
So I think in its basic form, it's intentional discipleship. And it comes from the Hebrew scriptures, where they say, take care of the widow and the orphans. And it comes from the New Testament, where James says the same thing. And Jesus says, let's take care of the least of these. And I think that's its full fruition. But spiritual fatherhood is also simply, you know, mentoring younger boys or men.
So tell us a little bit about your background and how maybe you got connected to this topic, or how this topic became of interest to you.
Sure. So my wife and I have been married for 29 years. We're converts. In fact, we came into the church in Geist, Holy Spirit at Geist. And
We lived
in the Indianapolis area, Carmel and Noblesville. We were never able to have children, and when I was reading, about the faith and masculinity, a lot of it says, you know, hey, we're called to fatherhood. Men are called to fatherhood. Well, if you don't have children, then where does that leave, you know, me? We've got it developed, you know, for priests and religious. There's spiritual fatherhood there, but not for the laymen. And I think it's really the summit of being a man, in that you, if you are a biological father, you have to be a spiritual father to your children as well. So,
no doubt. So tell us a little bit about your work with Pastoral Solutions Institute. What exactly is that? And share with our listening audience about that.
Sure. I'm not sure if you have EWTN's program lineup, but
we do.
Dr. Greg Popchick,
yes,
has More to Life, and he's the founder of Pastoral Solutions Institute, and it's a telephone counseling practice. So we talk to Catholics literally all over the world, and we help them integrate their faith, really come to know Jesus in a deeper way in their life through our counseling. And we, you know, of course, we take the secular approaches and integrate them into our Catholic faith to help people grow and love better.
If you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Dave McLeod. He is I'll get that right eventually. He is a clinical associate with the Pastoral Associates Institute, and we're talking about spiritual fatherhood. It seems like fatherhood is really kind of under attack in general, just in the biological sense. There's a lot of problems with, I guess, just even manhood today. It seems like people don't even know what it is to be a man anymore. Could you talk about that and maybe how that somewhat impacts spiritual fatherhood?
Yeah. Well, this really has some historical roots, even in the Enlightenment. And then Karl Marx, he had in his Communist Manifesto, he says, you know, abolition of the family. Let's get rid of the family. And to do that, you have to attack men who have been traditionally, you know, the head of the household, you know, the breadwinner. And then the feminists picked up this mantle and have turned men into perpetrators or oppressors. And it's been a big problem. And so manhood, fatherhood has been attacked because they want to make the government, you know, be the fathers, have women not depend on men. And so then the dominoes keep going into spiritual fatherhood. We've kind of lost this tradition until about 20 years ago, even in the priesthood. It's been attacked. And, I think spiritual fatherhood and becoming better men in any sense is an antidote to our culture's attack on men.
Yeah, and it seems like, you know, what is a man supposed to do? You know, when there's that scripture about, you know, what is it to be the head of the household? Because I think people don't even know what that is. That's always been so misconstrued by men themselves as well as women in the feminist movement. What is it to be the head of the household? What does that mean?
Sure. So it usually comes out of the Ephesians passage, you know, men or women submit to your husbands. Well, that's after he says, you know, husbands, lay down your lives for your wives, for your bride. And so it's a mutual submission. And the feminists have a good critique of men in a distorted living out of their manhood. So if somebody's being brutal or dominating, that is not, you know, being authentic or that's not being a true man.
Mm-hmm.
So they criticize that, and that's good. And we, you know, that I criticize that too. That's a distortion.
Right.
The other distortion is on the other side is men can be too passive. So one, the brutal, dominating, I put in the Cain category, who killed his brother Abel, and the passive category is Adam, who's silent in the face of Satan in the garden. So we have those two distortions, and we want to live in the middle of that. And spiritual fatherhood needs to be lived out. And what I say is chivalry as priest, prophet, and king.
Well, I think that's really great that you bring out that distinction of the distortion, because I think men don't, you know, they get hammered and then they don't know how to act. They don't know how to act. So how do you help that? And I think you've been involved in Rekindling the Fire. What is that?
Rekindle the Fire is a men's group in our diocese, Fort Wayne South Bend. And so it's homegrown. It came out of the parish that I belong to. And they had a Christ Renews His Parish. Can't remember what they're calling it now. Matthew Kelly picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
And but Christ Renews His Parish, a lot of men, you know, went from couch potato or pew potato to on fire men, and they wanted to know, what do we do now?
Mm-hmm.
And so they developed a meeting, modeled off of the Christ Renews its parish model, you know, with catechesis, and there's a faith share, and so we meet monthly, and you know, help form men in becoming and being the men that we're called to be.
So I wanna switch over to something that you got started, the ABBA Challenge. What is that?
So I'm a writer, and I haven't been able to come out with a book yet. I've been working on this Catholic Vision of Masculinity for, I don't know, 6 years or so, and what I could do is come up with a prayer. And so I've summarized the Catholic Vision of Masculinity in the ABBA Prayer for Men. And then the ABBA Challenge takes that prayer. It's a really dense prayer. I mean, it's like the size of a fairly long psalm.
Is it a St. Thomas Aquinas prayer? Is it the Summa? You got to break it down?
It is the Summa of the Summa, yes. So yeah, it's rich. So what I do with the ABBA Challenge is a text ministry. I've founded several text ministries for our Rekindle group, and one of them is the ABBA Challenge. And people can sign up for this if you go, what is it, the phone number is like 99,000, and then you put in ABBA. And then you get 33 days of text, and it gives you, you know, a text a day, takes a little piece of the prayer, and it gives you, you know, a challenge or a thought or something to think about. Let's see if I can find this quickly. Yesterday was, you know, on the challenge part of this. So the prayer's broken down into, you have to be loved, and then you're challenged. A lot of people reverse this. You know, some fathers go challenge alone, and they don't love their kids, and you know, it ends up destroying them. Some mothers or some fathers can do all love but no challenge, so you have to get those things in balance. So this one was on challenge. God is love. God's love is immense, but it is a demanding love. So pick up your cross, lay down your life for your one or two brides, meaning your earthly bride or the bride of Christ, the church.
We need to take a break here. We're talking with Dave McClough, and we are going to talk some more about spiritual fatherhood when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Ever since we've been on the air at Catholic Radio, we've always wanted to have billboards, but they just don't fit in our budget. And since you'll probably never see a real billboard for us, I'm going to ask you to do something, to imagine one. In your mind, picture a large, empty billboard. Yeah, that's it. Now pick a background color, any color at all. Okay, then across the top of your billboard, put just two words, Catholic Radio. Make them really big. Then below that, in even bigger letters, put 89.1 and 90.9 FM. Wow, that's a great billboard. Now, if this billboard were real, all of your friends and neighbors could see it, and they'd know all about Catholic Radio. But since it's only an imaginary billboard, we're going to have to depend on you to tell your friends about Catholic Radio. Remember, Catholic Radio 89.1 and 90.9 FM. Oh, and by the way, nice choice on that background color. It really looks good.
This station has been an inspiration.
Those moments of the Lord, it always makes my day better.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and we're talking with Dave McClough, and he is talking about spiritual fatherhood. And I haven't said this yet, but Dave is going to be in town Tuesday, February 26th, for a series called Into the Deep, which is at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. So that's a Tuesday, February 26th at 7 p.m. So people listening, maybe if it's a guy or, you know, a wife, you know, or a mother, they want to help maybe their son or their husband, or if you're a guy listening, Dave, what kind of advice would you give someone listening in terms of how they get started or to become a spiritual father? How do they do that?
Yeah. So really, men are already spiritual fathers, so they just may not be aware of it, or they may not be living it out very well. So this is something that we are already, so, and then we develop it to become better. But yeah, so what are the practical things? Well, I went to a little church north of Fort Wayne, and they had a school, and I would go to Mass on the all-school Mass day, and the it was up to sixth grade, and the sixth graders would shepherd the little second, third, you know, first graders, and
mm-hmm.
be in the pew, helping them, quieting them down, helping them focus and all that. So it can start very young, and that's just taking care of. So brothers and sisters can take care of each other. That's a way of being a spiritual father or a spiritual mother. But let's go to men. So spiritual fatherhood is lived out in priest, prophet, and king. And the priest loves. So they link the human and the divine. Jesus does that perfectly. But when we love, we bring God's love to somebody. So that's being a spiritual father. A priest or a prophet speaks the truth in love. So maybe, and teaches. So anytime you have a conversation about the faith, you're using your prophetic role. And the king orders the gifts of the people under him for the good of all. So that means you have to see the gifts. And sometimes men are not that great at doing that.
Well, it's really interesting. I mean, so it's not really that hard to do this. I mean, really, it's just about authentic love. And really what love is willing the good of the other, right?
Right.
Is that St. Thomas Aquinas?
That is.
It's a good thing to memorize, right?
It is.
So,
it's very helpful in my practice because a lot of people think it's just warm feelings. And, you know, it is that, but it's more than that.
So could you give us some examples of spiritual fathers, maybe either a saint or, you know, someone maybe in our modern culture that you see as being authentically loving another person?
Yeah, let me get an everyday example.
So sure.
I have a friend who is a teacher, and he's older, and I think he retired, and then went back into the school, and he's teaching shop class, and he goes after the kids that nobody else, you know, the kids that are trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And he brings them into a relationship with him, and, you know, he accepts them, he loves them, that's how he gets his influence. And then he helps lead them in a good way. And so that's a spiritual fatherhood.
That's a great example. And I mean, I'm sure we can even think of examples in our own family. Someone who comes to mind that is very popular on YouTube through Ascension Presents is Father Mike Schmitz. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but he talks about he's really, really loving people by just being himself and sharing these very, very deep theological ideas, but in a very modern and, I guess, understandable way. And I think that's really, really, really helpful. Why is spiritual fatherhood important, maybe even at this time in our culture or maybe in our church? And what is the need?
Sure. Let me go back to a saint.
Sure.
So Saint Joseph is a spiritual father. He did not have biological children, and yet he takes care of our Lord and you know, raises him as his own. So that's the preeminent spiritual father. So we need to follow Saint Joseph.
I mean, that's such a great example because there are many people who, whether they had their own biological children or not, can still be spiritual fathers. Let's say the kids are already grown. You're a grandparent, or you just don't have kids right now. You can use Saint Joseph as the model.
Right. And spiritual fatherhood means you're generating. You have generations following you. You're creating spiritual sons and daughters. So it's discipleship, you know. It's, you know, Jesus says, go and make disciples of all nations. That's spiritual fatherhood. And it's a variation of be fruitful and multiply from Genesis.
So for those men that you have through the ABBA Challenge, I'm curious, how long have you been doing the ABBA Challenge? And are you able to track, like, how many men come through that or get any kind of feedback in terms of how that has helped them?
Yeah, one of my gifts is not advertising. So I haven't, we did take it to a one of our Rekindle the Fire conferences, and we had, I think we had 1,100 or 1,200 men there, and about 500 signed up for this.
Wow, that's a lot.
Right. And through the other text ministries, I've got about 700 men that we hit every week.
Wow. Dave, this is Jim Ganley. Yeah. Are there mistakes that men sometimes make? They think, gee, I need to do this to be a good spiritual father, so I really push this in our family, and maybe what they're doing maybe isn't being a spiritual father.
Right. Well, that's where, if you're in a distortion, you may be trying to dominate, and, you know, you're a little brutal with the way you're in trying to implement something. So you're not proposing it, you're imposing it, as Pope John Paul II would say. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So is there like a strategy or to balance the two between love and challenge? Because, I mean, it seems like that is difficult as a parent, you know, even discipling your own children. How do you find that balance? I mean, how do you figure that out? You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Oh, yeah, I know. It's just a big question that I deal with every day on the phone with my clients.
And, biggest challenge in life, right?
Put it in a minute, right?
Yeah.
Well, I would call it the physiology of virtue. That your brain, there are three parts of the brain. You have to have your front part of your brain online, and you can't operate out of your fear part of your brain.
Okay.
So that would be the shortest way. Now, I will talk about this some at Our Lady of Mount Carmel when I come.
Yeah, so what kind of impact, though, would you say that on those that you have had the opportunity to minister to be spiritual fathers to, how does that help them, I guess, in their life and in their faith life? What kind of impact have you seen?
Oh, well, I my clients are probably the best examples. And you know, if I can walk them into the heart of the Trinity and experience being loved, you know, John Paul II says that man cannot live without love. His being becomes incomprehensible to himself if senseless, if love is not revealed to him, if he does not participate in it, if he does not encounter it, if he does not make it his own, something like that. And you know, if I can get them to do that, then they can, that flows from them. Like I was talking to a friend last night, he's going through a divorce, and, you know, if I can help him feel loved by God, then that takes some of the fight out or the passivity out of his actions. So, big ripples.
So, in terms of entry points into learning about this topic, what kind of advice would you give for men in terms of just getting started? What do they do first?
Well, they can go to abbachallenge.com and get the prayer and start praying it. I just started a YouTube channel, The Ultimate Challenge, Men and Faith. And there's a couple videos, and I'll be unveiling some more. So that would be a way to do that. But just think about, you know, this is about loving better. You know, you when you're a priest, you introduce people to the love of God. When you're a prophet, you teach the love of God, not just through your words, and then through the king who governs and orders the gifts of the others. And I suppose the most simple way is spiritual fathers need to live out the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. So go find those and then go live them.
So if you're wanting to hear more of Dave, he is going to be in town Tuesday, February 26th. He's going to be at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. It's free and open to the public. It's a series called Into the Deep. It's at 7 p.m. at St. Thomas the Aquinas Room at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Any parting words? What's it been like for you in terms of your faith, your own faith walk in discovering this?
Yeah, this has been, you know, I've had a series of conversions. My life was falling apart as a teenager, had a conversion in the Protestant church, converted to Catholicism, and then being a spiritual father helps me know my identity in whole new ways. And you can read about me on CatholicExchange.com. But my brother died about 2 years ago, and that was a spiritual fatherhood experience for me. And very, very beautiful, tough. He was same-sex attracted, but really grace-filled. And so it's just, I don't know, flowed through my identity.
And if we know who we are, then we can really, really serve God in that much better of a way.
Yep, and love better, right.
My guest today has been Dave McClough. He has been talking about spiritual fatherhood. And for more information, you can go to www.abbachallenge.com.
And give us details again, Bridget, about the local appearance.
Sure. Dave is going to be at Our Lady of Mount Carmel Tuesday, February 26th for the Into the Deep series. And that is open, free and open to the public. It's at 7 p.m. in the St. Thomas Aquinas Room at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Dave, you've been a delight to have. Thank you so much for being our guest on Faith in Action today.
Oh, thank you, Bridget and Jim.
God bless.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.